Hey, welcome to Newspox. It's Monday the 4th of February.
And this is...
The News! Zina.
Yes.
Welcome to February.
Hello.
Hello, what are you doing here in February?
Not much.
Have you read the news, though?
I've read some news.
Well, that'll help. Have you seen that advert on the telly where there's a man, he gets drunk, and a girl, she lets her balloon go, and it gets stuck in some scaffolding, and the man goes, I'm a man! Yeah, and he does a whirl all up the scaffolding, and he gets through, and then he falls down and dies.
Yeah.
Someone's copied that advert in real life. And he's still alive, but he's broken every bone in his body, pretty much, outside a posh hotel in Covent Garden.
Gosh,
I don't know if he's after a balloon or not.
Was he trying to do the thing from the telly, or was it just very similar to the thing from the telly?
I think so. I think it was similar. Well, the man says so. Somehow he got on the roof. The man acted like he was Superman. It was like the scene from the alcohol ad. So he didn't.
So a man falls off scaffolding, essentially.
Yeah.
Get well soon, Mr. Man.
There's a picture here of Sarah Hardy from Girls Aloud, who I think looks a bit weird, if you ask me. She looks plasticky, not attractive, because she's gone out, she hasn't got drunk.
Talking of plastic, have you had Botox?
What, this weekend?
Yeah.
I did have a little bit of Botox.
I thought, because you'd been out with what's
a face. A little bit of filler in my lips there.
Yeah.
Who have I been out with?
What's the face? I thought maybe you'd been for Botox together. I know that you've had something done to your chin, haven't you? And you've had your lines...
I've had a bit of filler in my lines.
Yeah, you've had some filler.
A bit of
plumping
in my lips.
Yeah,
and a chin implant, to make me look a bit more like Desperate Dan.
Right.
Which I like.
Yeah.
I've had my chicken neck kind of all pulled back.
I thought your neck was
to be honest, chicken. They just put a tuck in the back there.
Yeah, just like a safety pin. The chin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of having that. But I'm not quite as bad as you yet. What we've been a bit younger.
28 27.
I think they've done a cracking job on you. It's almost even. Would you like to recommend a clinic or anything?
Yes, it's the Reeves and Mortimer Clinic. I'm doing lots of Reeves and Mortimer at the moment. Yes, that's nice. Now, I don't understand the difference between fiction and reality anymore. Do you?
I tend to, yeah. Oh.
Because I'm confused about the Sound of Music.
Right.
Because there's a character in Hollyoaks. I didn't even watch Hollyoaks, so I'm still confused.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character from Hollyoaks who is in the plot of Hollyoaks. You know, we talked about this last week with Robin. In the plot of Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
There's
a weird advert.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the actress... is Summer Strallon, who was in the panto we went to see last year. She was in Dick Whittington.
Right.
She was Dick.
Right.
She's the niece of Bonnie Langford.
Yes, okay.
She had been planted for 3 months in Hollyoaks by a little plan hatched up by Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. And so she's playing a character called Summer...
Mm-hmm.
In Hollyoaks, which is also called Summer in real life, but they have different surnames.
Right.
But in Hollyoaks, she's now got the part as the character in The Sound of Music, but she in real life, she's going into The Sound of... It's confusing.
Oh, that's very clever.
I mean, it's very shrewd, because obviously Andrew Lloyd Webber knows that he has to open every show with some sort of TV involvement now.
Mm.
I don't know whether the audience for Hollyoaks corresponds that greatly with the audience for a musical theatre. Perhaps.
50 quid a ticket.
It's a lot of money.
Mm. Interesting.
So anyway, she's now going to be in it, taking over from Connie. But good luck to her.
So was there an episode of Hollyoaks where he came in and said, she's good, I'm going to book her for
Yeah, I think there's a whole like special week of Hollyoaks in London.
Fantastic.
I don't know, because I haven't watched it for years, but... Oh, it's confused me.
Mm. It's like the dream, isn't it, if... In EastEnders,
if a real a character,
the Bill come and arrest.
They do that
the
in America sometimes,
and then they go to hospital and it's Hobby City.
Yeah,
that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've got Madge from Neighbours, and
but she's playing a different character.
Thingamy Bob from Neighbours, Marilyn, who was also in Home and Away in Emmerdale. Well, that's quite good.
But it's not, they're not playing the same character.
Everybody who leaves EastEnders goes into the Bill.
That's true. And everyone who went into EastEnders in the first place was from Grange Hill. So it's like they've all, you know, they've all gone to school together, moved to the East End, and eventually joined the police force.
Yeah.
That's what their career development is. But as we've heard on the news today, apparently Rusty Lee, who's not even an actress, is joining the cast of EastEnders.
Nor is Bobby Davro.
Nor is Bobby Davro, yeah. Nor is Mike Read, really.
Or Shane Ritchie.
Or Barbara Winter.
Or Ross Kemp.
I'm being mean now.
Lofty.
No, he's a TV football pundit, isn't he?
Or Mary the Punk, who's a punk.
Congratulations to Nicolas Sarkozy, who has got married to Carla Bruni.
After an 11-week whirlwind romance.
That's gonna last, isn't it?
It might do,
it's his third marriage.
Yeah. Third time lucky?
Maybe, but probably not.
They were talking about it on the Radio 4 this morning, and they said it's the equivalent of our Queen dumping Prince Philip and then getting off with Mick Jagger on Oxford Street in front of a load of paparazzi.
Who on Radio 4 said this?
I can't remember who it was.
Was it anyone with any sort of intelligence or authority?
It was a French woman.
Oh, she doesn't understand. It's not like the Queen. It's like Gordon Brown.
I don't think she's just any French
getting
woman.
Getting off with Yasmin Le Bon. If Yasmin Le Bon wasn't married to Simon.
You'd be quite impressed with Gordon Brown if that was the case.
You'd be, yeah.
Oh, and Lambic Opic came on saying, well,
a bit like me going out the cheeky girl.
Yeah.
Everyone went, no, it isn't. That'd be ridiculous.
And he also said, he said, just because we go out with fit birds doesn't mean we're not good at politics, and in anything it might make us better.
There's been a new picture of Madeleine McCann released today, and it turns out she's been doing a round the world sponsored bike ride to raise money for lost children.
Oh, she come back round the other way then? No.
Well, I think she's halfway round at the moment. But she's on a pink bike.
Yeah.
Wearing a pink dress. If anyone sees her, she's got some streamers on her bike. Give her a toot.
It's not as classic as the other picture, is it?
Well, it's a bit blurry, so yeah. It's not the best.
You know when those discs went missing with everybody's details on them, supposedly? Yeah.
Apparently they didn't go missing at all.
Yeah, it just never existed in the first place. But anyway, the government decided to send out...
Is that official, or did we just read that somewhere in a gossip site?
No, I think that was true. But there's 100,000 letters sent out to apologise, but most of them bounced back.
So it turns out the details were all out of date anyway.
But 100,000 letters, how much does that cost? Why could they not just take an advert out in the Sun or something saying...
Maybe that costs a lot of money.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
Or, you know, go on the radio. I mean, does a written apology make a difference?
Well, who knows? Some people have been complaining. I don't know who these people are. Some people on the website Filmstalker, because they've been to see Sweeney Todd, the film, and they've gone, well, it doesn't say it's a musical on the poster. I mean, how many people haven't seen any of the publicity adverts or anything, or reviews for it, and have gone along and gone,
So they're annoyed it's a musical?
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit stupid. It's like going to see The Sound of Music because it's on Hollyoaks and then going, oh, no one said it was a musical. I don't know. I think it's a bit... it's perhaps because there is a trend for everything being called such and such the musical, and they've got confused if it doesn't have the word musical after it. Is it a musical? So The Sound of Music could be called Sound of Music,
the musical. Michelle Flower, the musical. Imagine a musical of your life.
It would be really dull.
Where? Since you've been born.
It's a call. It's a call. Yeah, it's quite boring.
Where? Reeves and Mortimer. Yummy.
This is my idea to go on.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. And that'll be the rest of it. There'll be a whole song called for fuck's sake.
This weekend, it was the memorial service for the famous clown Grimaldi, which is a fantastic name. That should be on our next list of top names.
Okay.
Write it down. Write it down.
I'm writing it. I'm doing it in a pink pen.
Joss Stone came over to the UK.
Is this for the clown thing? So it looks like she's dressed for it.
Ooh. You're just jealous because you know, couldn't wear that many colours at once and get away with it.
No, I'm stuck with grey and black.
Yeah. But you got some green beads on, although they are a bit flashy. And a yellow clip. Which is, frankly, very pretty. I try not to hurt her feelings, though.
There's plans to build turn St Paul's Cathedral into a shopping mall. Oh, we're going to put a Primark in, H&M, Tesco Metro.
William Hill?
M&S Simply
Paddy Food. Power.
Paddy Power, yeah. And some other things.
Good. What would you have put in there?
I'd keep it as a church. But I put in a woman who sold breadcrumbs outside, in the film.
There should always be someone hired to be outside with breadcrumbs, shouldn't there? Big fat woman. There's a woman actually in Manchester who would have been perfect for that. Because she always used to be hanging around with a shopping trolley, but she was the same size and shape as a woman in the musical. But
I grew up into the musical.
One morning I saw her having a dump.
Not her. She's not getting a job. I'll get an actress. So you saw a woman having a dump, and then you told
her. Yeah, and I said, Mum, look. And she went, come on! And we had to hurry up past her.
So remember we saw that woman having a wee in the drain in the street after we'd been to that...
Paula Radcliffe.
No. We'd been to the Thai buffet place. She'd also been there, and then she hadn't had a wee. I don't think she'd been back there since. I don't know why. She wasn't weeing in the buffet place.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. Just one other example. My friend came down from Scotland and I said, what do you want to do for the day? And she went, I want to go and see the sights, I want to see Oxford Street. And I said, so I took her there, we got off at Tottenham Court Road, walked round onto the corner, I said, this is Oxford Street, and we turned round and in the doorway there's a woman having a poo.
What Oxford Street though? There's no excuse for that, because there's so many department stores and they all have toilets in.
Yeah. She must have just not really been in the frame of mind to care. It's not something I usually say, but it was very good timing.
there's a new service now, isn't there? You can text someone and they'll tell you where the local toilets are.
Is
in Westminster.
There? That's good. Mm. What? So the local toilet is in Westminster?
No, if you're in Westminster, do it the new like, stop velcroing. You'll ruin the sound effects. Go play your xylophone again. Just getting the sticks ready. Here she goes. Can you play King of Wishful Thinking?
I'll try. Alright.
Show it the wrong way around. You know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking. And I'll tell myself I'm over you. Cause I'm the King of Wishful Thinking. Very good. Al Pacino, the actor, he is going to come over and do a play in the West End, playing
Have I gone
Peter
mad?
Sellers. Are you excited about that?
Have I gone mad?
A little bit. Are you excited about playing Wishful Thinking?
I can just feel like, I feel like I've blushed. I don't know why. I think maybe
some
it's
menopause. Al Pacino says he might play Peter Sellers, which is weird.
Peter Sellers?
Mm.
As in
Peter Sellers from The Goons.
Right. Well, that's wrong. Who is it that we saw that looked a bit like him?
It
might have been somebody I'd seen in the street that was looked like a cross between him and someone else.
I think it was that man we had a meeting with once.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting. More than... There's a magazine called You and Your Wedding, which sounds like the worst magazine in the world.
Yeah.
And they've done a survey and they found out that a fifth of brides-to-be would like their bridesmaids to sign a contract when they say they'll be a bridesmaid, telling them they can't have a radical haircut or lose weight or get pregnant before the wedding, which just goes to show what hideous... self-important, self-obsessed, idiots brides are. It turns mental, even if they're not mental first, but they are. To have a big wedding, you're mental in the first place.
Yeah.
That's... I didn't really finish that sentence, but never mind.
You're furious. Has somebody said to you that you have to lose a lot of weight?
No. But I did have that surgery at the weekend.
You did. To be honest, it was finding it a bit hard now.
It was paid for by a bride-to-be.
You're looking a bit... What's the word? Stretched. I'm sure it'll kind of even itself out, but...
I hope so. It's like the hat I've made. Basically, I'm hoping I'll
grow
into it.
Obviously, I'll try and give you a visual explanation of this. She looks like she's had a face slammed into a brick wall 10 times.
And then
covered
down.
Over in sellotape. Or cling film, that kind of thing.
Denise Van Outen and Johnny Vaughan are back together again. They have the sort of chemistry that people are jealous of, sort of chemistry that we have.
Right.
But they're a bit more flirty.
Not sexual.
Well, they're saying it's not sexual with us. But it's interesting to look at the picture of them now. They're doing a show on Capital Radio together, mm-hmm. I think. There's a picture of them in the old days in Big Breakfast. And now, he's changed. He's gone very bald all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look happy about
she's
it.
She's gone very orange.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden, terribly orange. They don't look like as charming as they did back in the old day. Which is a shame, really. So I don't think either of them have aged badly, really, but...
How long ago is it?
I don't know.
I prefer Gabby Roslin and Chris Evans, really.
Oh, I wonder what Gabby Roslin does these days.
Zig and Zag and...
She's some mums. I love Zig and Zag. Zig and Vanessa on the bed.
Paula Yates on the bed.
Oh, yeah, Paula Yates.
And Bob Geldof. And The Tube. And,
And Ready, Steady, Go.
And, Jules Holland's. And
what are we all about? I don't know. I'll tell you what, I'm dead excited about David Attenborough and his new series starting tonight.
How excited?
As excited as a toad that's just licked itself.
I started
recording it already.
Oh.
Zena's doing the blog, which you'll be able to read in conjunction with listening to this.
Yes. there's a few bits and things that's been going on. Mel B hit out at people who said, but you only went on one date with Eddie Murphy. She's hit out at Clay and says it was twice. Never fuck on a first date.
So the Spice Girls cancelled their tour, didn't they?
What?
For the weekend.
What?
I know.
What?
They're not going to do loads of their dates. The legs in, I think in Asia and maybe some in America,
mm-hmm.
Because they've got other family and work commitments. But you'd think if they booked in a tour, that would take precedence.
Yeah.
So it's either because A, ticket sales have been bad. That's one of the rumours. Or B, they cannot stand the fucking sight of each other any longer. Or a combination
of
the two.
I can't imagine ticket sales would be bad.
It's not in the UK, it's outside the UK.
Mm.
But they were popular on Uber, weren't they?
Interesting. There's been... Well, somebody has said, I think Madeleine McCann has been thrown into that lake over there. And
she's on that little...
Some divers went along and had a look and they found a bit of string. So police are analysing a bit of string.
How long is it?
Just enough to go around her neck.
Poor Lily Allen. I feel awful for her. She got dumped at the weekend and it's all over the papers. So this year so far she's had a miscarriage and got dumped. And it's just, you know, and all of it's in the papers. It's the worst bit, obviously, by a long way. She can't just kind of get on with it. It's ever so sad. I feel awful for her. But I did think she could do better than that old man from the Chemical Brothers.
He wasn't very old.
Isn't he?
No.
37? That's ancient. She's only 20 or something. Anyway, our thoughts are with you, but we're not prying. That's what I'd like to say to Lily Allen. The Atomic Kitten got back together at the weekend, and they've immediately cancelled all their further dates. Some other papers, that was what I saw on The Sun, I was overlooking it, someone's shoulder, they were saying that they all looked fat, which I think is quite cruel. Apparently, here's Jenny Frost. She has got a tiny tum, but she had a baby quite recently, and she's just shed 4 stone after giving birth. So, I think she's pretty good. Certainly, I'd be quite pleased with myself if I looked like that. Perhaps that's where the surgery is going to go next.
I wouldn't, although I've already got, you know, the body.
And apparently, Liz McLarnon from Atomic Kitten was out on a date with Justin Timberlake's bass guitarist at the weekend, while also performing a gig. She's managed to juggle her love life and her professional life very well.
Lovely. Sheryl Crow's done an interview all about how you should only use one bit of toilet paper when you have a
Again?
Shit.
Again? Yeah. Are you using your paper from 6 months ago?
No, she just keeps going on about it. Idiot. She's obviously never had problems with having a very, you know, she must have a very solid poo that just slips out rather than...
Maybe she's talking about when you wee. One to wipe and one to polish.
It says...
when you do a shit.
It says...
Have you got anything more to add?
Patsy Kensit's going to get married again.
Who's she marrying this time?
He's from...
Is he from a band?
She's
got a type, hasn't she?
And he's called... Boys in bands. Hazy Fantasy.
Hazy Fantasy?
Oh no, from a band called Hazy Fantasy.
Weren't Hazy Fantasy from the very early 80s?
Yes.
Oh. What does he do now? I'm sure he's not living on the Hazy Fantasy royalties.
He does some DJing.
What's his name then? Come on. Spill it.
Mr. Healy.
Healy?
Yeah.
So she's going to be Patsy, Kensit, Gallagher, Kerr. What's the one she married first?
Random Big Audio Dynamite. This is number 4 anyway. But she's looking well.
She's had some surgery.
You can tell she's had something done.
She's had something.
Not as much as you've had done this last weekend.
Honestly, I went on a spree.
You did, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You know what? You should let your body kind of get used to it before you do any more.
Okay.
What is it to me
next weekend?
To me next.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about your arms?
Bingo wings.
Mm.
I'm actually going to have them stretched into proper wings.
That would be brilliant. Who was it that told me about? It might be new. A man has had an operation to make his fingers thinner so he could use his mobile phone.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that. That's ridiculous.
It was. Is it a real plastic surgery thing? He got really fat fingers.
Can he just get a bigger phone?
Well, you would think you'd rather do that than have an operation.
Because I'm sure that the fingers with the girth would have come in handy for certain occasions.
What occasions?
For having a good scratch.
Scratching what?
Face. Underarms.
Flicking
back.
Marbles.
Flicking marbles, yeah. Fingering some cloth in the shop. News.
Talking of fingering. Nicole Kidman is here fingering a weatherboard.
How many times are you going to say fingering now in the rest of the podcast?
there's a picture here of David Cameron just fingering his wife's top.
See, it's a silky feel, that one.
Yeah, and she's been rubbing his tie as he'd spilled something on it. and some penguins have been released back into the wild after having some oil rubbed off their
That must have been moisturising for them.
Oh, and this is for sale on eBay, if anybody fancies it. It's to stop me wanking.
If you're a man. Oh, it's like a chastity belt that you put your little todger in it,
mm-hmm.
and you rest your balls in the cup.
Yeah.
And then somewhere, is there like a lock and chain that goes round it or something so you can't take it? How'd you go for a wee? Well, I guess there's a bit of hole in the end of the todger bit or something.
Yeah. The thing I reckon, though, that the rubbing of the metal against the penis might be enough to make the penis... do it itself.
But how can it become erect in that?
Well, it would be constrained, wouldn't it?
I think you'd like that. I think it might be a bit cold.
I reckon it's possible, and then the spunk would pop out these holes here in the bowl, but I'm not sure how it works.
If you want to have a look, if you look up a...
anti-masturbation device, 19th copper, century France.
Catholic France, they'll probably pop up.
Or type in, just go to Google and type in masturbation.
Don't do that.
And Stephen Merchant's doing stand-up.
Oh, he started doing that a while ago.
Did he?
Well, obviously he did that originally, before he met Ricky Gervais and that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that obvious?
I got a video of him doing some stand-up. He did the BBC new comedy thing. I got video of everything. Back in the days when I used to video, almost everything was on telly. Now, I haven't videoed anything for ages.
Did you used to video EastEnders?
No, I only videoed EastEnders.
Did you used to video...
No, never.
Never?
I did video. I've got a few choice episodes of Neighbours on video.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one where Helen died, the one where Billy left. Some other ones.
That's weird.
Okay. Can we stop now? Because I'm really bored of doing this.
Yeah.
Alright then. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
I can't believe you bored me, you fucking bitch.
The insults.